Live from the Twin Peaks Restaurant Studios,
the Valley's original rock station,
93.3 KDKB,
KDKB HD1 Mesa Phoenix.
Born in Springfield, Pennsylvania, this vocalist joined his first rock band while in junior high school. He honed his chops in bands such as Saints in Hell, Telepath, and Diamonds. He also found financial support by walking race horses at tracks and delivering film to developing outlets. On Halloween 1980, he met good friend and bassist Eric Brittingham. Together, they formed the band that would lead him to success. Discovered by Jon Bon Jovi in 1985, that band Cinderella has gone on to worldwide fame and sell millions. His vocal issues are well documented, but now, he's healed and supporting his first solo effort, entitled The Way Life Goes, playing tonight at the Marquee Theater. Please welcome to the Twin Peaks Restaurant Studios, Tom Kiefer.
There you go, huh? You got your own little intro right there.
Yeah, you guys do your homework. Wow, that's the racehorse walking. You know, it's called a hot walker.
A hot walker?
And what they do is they exercise the horse. The only time they get out of their stable is like for 20 minutes a day while they race them. And a hot walker has to calm down this thoroughbred racehorse after they exercise him around the track. And it is a dangerous job.
Really? Do you ever get shooed?
Somebody
hit you,
like close,
hit you, clock in the face?
Yeah. I got clocked in the face with one of their heads once.
Kicked by a horse is probably could be the end, right?
Yeah. I saw one of them freak out and kick the side of the barn out.
Just right through, like you see in the Three Stooges,
where
they just kick right through the wall?
They're wild, you know?
That's awesome. Tom Kiefer, welcome to the Twin Peaks Restaurant Studios here in beautiful, sunny Phoenix, Arizona. Now, you started off this latest leg of the tour in the very welcoming and not at all pretentious city of Los Angeles, California last night.
Yes,
how did that go?
It was awesome. We had a good time. We played one of my favorite clubs out there, the Canyon Club in Agora Hills, and we had a great time.
How long was the set? Like, you could go? In L.A., do you make it longer or shorter?
You get the same show anywhere we are.
Right.
It was probably about 90 minutes.
Right. Anybody famous show up to check out, see what Tom Kiefer's doing these days?
Bob Coburn was there.
Well, that's almost famous. He's the guy that hosts Rockland, right?
Yeah.
He's a radio guy. So, okay, you got to be famous to be famous.
Fred
was there.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
Fred comes to a lot of stuff here.
Yeah.
I have an interesting Fred story. I'm starting out in radio. It's like 1986 or 87 or so. Cinderella is doing an in-store, a little record store in Massachusetts called Strawberries, which I don't think is even there anymore.
I remember that chain.
I'm an 18-year-old kid walking in there with my little, it's literally almost famous, well, except I'm not as young as the kid was, but I've got my little recorder with me, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get IDs from the guys at Cinderella. This is awesome. And your record douche whisks you all out the door, with the exception of Fred. Fred turns around and goes, hey, radio guy. I'm like, yes, Mr. Curry.
He goes,
come here. What do you need? I go, can you give me a couple of IDs for my college radio station? And he says, sure. And he laid it down. That was my first experience with a band.
And you guys have been best friends ever since?
We haven't spoken since. not a word since. So there you go. You're out on, now, let's ask the question. Get it out of the way right now. What's going on with Cinderella? Is there anything going on with Cinderella? Is it done or is it?
No, it's not done. It's been, obviously it's been a huge part of my life for years, and I've been very fortunate to be part of that band and the success that we've had. This is a record that I started working on when we were actually legally restricted from recording together because we had a record deal go south.
Right.
So I started this record like in 2003, and it took forever to make it. The band's been touring together, through that whole time,
right.
And we'll continue to tour. We're on hiatus this year because the last 3 years we just burned it. I mean, we did the States 3 years in a row, Europe, South America, and we decided at the end of last year that we were going to take a break this year. So, timing-wise, it worked out well for me to. I'm not getting a break because I'm still out on tour working this record, but it was a good timing for me to do that since we were going to take a little hiatus this year.
So here's the thing. I mean, for somebody like you, you're the guy that needs the hiatus the most, being a singer, and everybody knows you've had some vocal problems. Why wouldn't you take this time off? Was it that important for you to get this solo record out?
Well, I think, everything was just kind of lining up that this be the year that it be released. We produced the record independently of a label with the idea that we would take it to a label because I at the end and shop a finished product because I don't want to be in the business of marketing a record. So.
Right.
We had the good fortune of finding an amazing independent label called Merrivee Records and just fell in love with them from the first meeting and signed with them, and they were ready to get rolling with this. So here we are.
Now, you've done, for those people that are so familiar with Cinderella, this record is not a straight-up hard rock record. You're all over the place with it. Of course, we've been playing solid ground here at KDKB for a couple of months, but you're branching out into, like, the easy listening world as well, right? Almost like, I don't want to compare you to Hootie, but Darius Rucker went from being this pop guy to this, like, country, and now is a member of the Grand Ole Opry, which is in your hometown.
Well, I wouldn't consider anything that I'm doing easy listening or country. I think it all falls within the roots of the music that I've done in the past. I don't think in terms of the range of music from the acoustic to the hard driving rock, it's much different than Heartbreak Station. There's a few things that we kind of branched out a little bit. I think Different Light has a little bit of a different feel for me. But for the most part, you know, it's blues-influenced hard rock. There's some acoustic stuff. There's a ton of hard driving rock. I mean, there has been some rumors floating around that I did an acoustic album and that our tour is an acoustic tour, and it's furthest thing from the truth.
But you're carrying acoustic guitars right now.
Well, because we didn't want to bring the whole band in here. There's not enough room.
No, there is not. Size matters, and we are a little bit undersized.
We can set the drum set up here on your counter here.
It's been done before.
Has it?
Yeah, not successfully, though. Yeah. So I'll tell you what, you did bring the acoustic guitars. Do you want to play something? Now, I've been told that what you do now when you do these radio things is you'll do something from the new record, but you also have sort of reworked some Cinderella music so that it sort of fits into this format?
Well, yeah. I mean, try to make it as compact as we can. The Cinderella songs are versions that I recorded for the VH1 Stripped records.
Right.
And that translates pretty well on just a couple of live mics. So that's what we're going to be doing today. For this.
All right, what do you want to do?
Well, we could start off with Shake Me. This is an acoustic blues version that I did of the song Shake Me, because when I was asked to re-record for this Stripped record, I wanted to do something different rather than just literally play the parts from the record on an acoustic guitar.
Sure.
So I reinvented it a little bit into a bit of a acoustic Delta blues.
So we're going to do a blues version of Shake Me acoustic live in the Twin Peaks studios.
That's what we got.
All right, let's do it. It's Tom Kiefer, everybody. Check this out. It's 93.3 KDKB.
I met this girl around, called her to Tim. We made her want, she said, make me again. She wrapped the love around me all night long. In the morning, we were still going strong. Now let me tell you that it sure felt good. Now let me tell you that it sure felt right. No pulling teeth, she didn't wanna fight. She said, shake me all night. She said, shake me, shake it, don't break it, baby, shake me all night. She said, all night long. I screamed and scratched and rolled out of the bed. Now and then she makes a social call, gives me a squeeze, gives me a kick in the wall. Now let me tell you that it still feels tight, and we were shaking at every bite. I feel her coming in the middle of the night, screaming higher. She said, shake me all night. She said, shake me. Thank you. shake me, shake it, don't break it, baby, shake me. All night you said shake me, shake it, don't break it, baby, shake me.
There you go, right there. Live, right here in the 93.3 KDKB studios, our buddy Tom Kiefer doing Shake Me a way that I'm not used to hearing it, because I honestly haven't listened to the Strip record in forever.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, so welcome back to Phoenix, Arizona. Tonight at the Marquee Theater, an opportunity for you to check this out. Now, you won't do this acoustically at the Marquee. Tonight you'll be doing everything electric, right?
It's all electric. It's tons of loud blazing screaming rock, but there is an acoustic section in the middle where I do a little bit of a storyteller's vibe, where we sit down and do about four songs, a couple of the new ones, a couple of the old, and I tell stories about how the songs came about. So part of the show is acoustic, but most of it's just straight up.
See, here's one of the things that I've always disagreed with. People have tried to put you into that category back in the day because of, you know, maybe you had a scarf or two on, or maybe there was a little hairspray used. But Cinderella and you specifically came from a different place than a lot of your contemporaries. You come from that world of Zeppelin meets sort of, you know, anybody that was bringing an actual grand piano on stage long before Axl did it. I mean, you have always come from a different place. Where is it that you want to go? What's left for you to accomplish as a musician?
Well, I don't know. I just want to play the music that I love to play, and you know, it's for a long time I got shelved because of the voice problems,
right?
You know, and it feels good to have this record done and out, and you know, it was a long time coming, and it's a record that I'm very proud of, and I just want to see where this goes. You know, it's a new adventure, and I'm taking it one day at a time. But you know, the goal has been for so long. Savannah and I produced this record together.
Savannah's your wife, by the way.
Yes.
And she plays with you in the band as well, right?
She comes out and sings some of the songs with us.
That's awesome.
And she co-wrote a lot of songs on the record. So, you know, it's just been, you know, we've just been trying to get this record finished and out and out. And now it just kind of feels like it's out, and let's just enjoy it and see where it leads.
And so, now, have you been on the road for a while?
We did 3 weeks in February, and we took a break. And we started back up the second leg last night in Los Angeles.
And the response has been what? I mean, you get Twitter, you know, tweets from fans and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they surprised that you're doing something different?
I don't know if they're surprised I'm doing something different. They seem to like the new record, and they seem to really like the show. The show has a lot of the new songs in it, but there's a lot of the Cinderella favorites in it as well. So you're really getting a little bit of everything in the show, between the old hits and some of the new songs and a little bit of the acoustic and storyteller scene, because that's very different for me. You know, enjoy that while it lasts, because I don't usually talk much on stage. that's the one thing that's very unique to this tour, is that I speak.
Well, people won't know this about you, but you in the beginning didn't even want to be a singer. You were fairly shy.
No, I wanted to be Keith Richards.
Really? How's that working out for you?
Or Jimmy Page.
How's that working out for you?
Well, it started to not work out for me when I started writing songs, and I heard a certain voice in my head that I wasn't finding anywhere else. So I had to learn how to make that voice in my head. And that voice, you know, what influenced me as a singer were a lot of the really great blues screaming singers of the late 60s and 70s, like Robert Plant and Steve Marriott and Janis Joplin, all those high, hard screaming singers. That always felt really natural to me, so that's...
But unless you do it right, you hurt yourself.
Yes. There's a right way to scream and a wrong way.
And you learned the right way this time around.
Yes.
Excellent. I want to play a scream off the record. I want to give you a solid ground right now, give you guys a chance to get some water, maybe okay. Take a break. Can you play another song for us acoustically?
Yeah, we're going to do Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone.
All right, excellent. Let's get this on. This is Tom Kiefer from The Way Life Goes. You've probably been listening to it for the past couple of months. He's in town tonight with his band, which includes his lovely wife, at the Marquee Theater. Get your tickets at the door if you want to get them. We'll come back. We'll get you some acoustic music live in the studios here at 93.3 KDKB, the Valley's original rock station. The Valley's original rock station, 93.3 KDKB Rocks, Arizona, Little Billy Idol. Welcoming into the studio once again, Tom Kiefer, lead vocalist of Cinderella, but not doing anything Cinderella-wise except for maybe some reinterpretations of their music tonight at the Marquee as you're supporting your brand new solo CD, which is a long time ago.
There's some reinterpretations, but we're doing some straight up.
Oh, you're doing straight up too?
Yeah, straight up electric Cinderella too. Some of the favorites.
How do the other guys feel about that when you're out on the road doing
it? Fred was out last night and he loved it.
Did he play with you? Did you sit in?
No, he didn't. He did not.
Why not?
He didn't ask.
If he had asked, would you let him?
Yeah, I would.
Would that have pissed off your drummer?
No, not at all. They're actually friends.
Oh, cool.
But I think, honestly, look, if Fred wanted to sit in, he would say, come on, let me come up and play. But I think he wanted to watch. I think he really wanted to just check out the whole thing. So.
Well, Fred, but, you know, Fred's been known as being sort of a drum whore, though. I mean, he filled in for Guns N' Roses back in the day for a while.
He's played with a lot of people.
Yeah, he's not one of those guys that said, there's a drum kit? Okay. Like, you don't have, like you said, he didn't ask. You know, but does he stand there on the side of the stage like a puppy going, oh, please.
No, he was, I don't know where he was. Was he up at a soundboard or something?
No, he was out front watching. Yeah. Jeff's been out and... Same thing. Wanted to watch.
Yeah, everything with the band. I mean, we're all, you know, we're like brothers.
That's awesome.
And as the years have gone by, you know, obviously you have your differences over the years, and certainly we've had hours and knockdown dragouts. And,
sure.
You know, I'm not speaking to you anymore, but over the years, it's, you know, all that kind of gets behind you, and you learn how to work through your differences. And we still ride on the same tour bus, which a lot of bands don't do. And I believe that that's forced therapy.
Yeah.
Because if you isolate yourselves, then things can fester.
Yeah.
But if you're together all the time, you can, through humor, because we just constantly busting on each other,
right,
keep everything in check, you know. So we still get along great. And, you know, that I don't think anybody has any kind of weird feelings about this at all, you know.
Given all that you've been through, now that you're older and a little bit wiser, do you have a new appreciation for having another opportunity to go out and do this again? Because, I mean, your health problems are what they've been.
I do every day. You know, every time I step on a stage, you know, I mean, after the whole collapse, if you will, in the 90s.
Sure.
And we, all the bands from that genre thought it was over. And then, you know, 5 years later, we were standing back on the, you know, sheds.
Does that feel good?
Arena stages, like it was like nothing ever changed.
Does that feel good? Is that like a sense of satisfaction that all those bands that allegedly killed your career are now all sort of in the where are we now category, and yet you're still standing?
I don't know if they are or not. A lot of those bands I actually really love. I love Nirvana. I love Soundgarden. I love all the... I thought it was just... To me, it was more of a changing of the guard in the sense of fashion, but really, you know, Nirvana was high-energy rock and roll with a screaming vocal and loud guitars. You know,
look at you being all diplomatic.
I mean that.
Yeah,
I mean that. I really do.
I hate Nirvana because they ruined my career. See, you guys were on stage already being the headliners, and we were the guys. We were like anybody that's in radio is a failed musician. We were the guys that parked our asses in front of MTV on Saturday night from 11 to 1 in the morning or 2 in the morning, and said, "Oh, I can do that. I can do that." And then all of a sudden, Nirvana happened, and I can't do that.
Well, unfortunately, what was going on at the time was, you know, that was a rebellion to, you know, every decade has a look.
Sure.
You know, I don't care. Everybody wants to say we were, you know, the hair band. That was the only, it was only because MTV put it in your face, so it became much more of an issue, and then the name was phrased. But, you know, the 60s, the 70s, each decade has a look. We had ours. MTV helped to put ours so over the top.
And then Britney Fox stole yours. and tried to be tried
now
to do
I'm
the exact
be diplomatic.
so, I mean, it was just blatant. I mean, if one is good, three is better. I guess
now I'm going to be diplomatic. So Nirvana and that crew came along, and it was just a rebellion to a look, really. But to me, when I close my eyes and I listen to Nirvana, it's rock and roll.
Sure.
And what we were doing was rock and roll. And so I always say I think that people, particularly the industry, because they're the ones that kind of push out the old and say, here's the new, and need to listen to music with their ears and not their eyes so much. You know, I think we'd have a better place.
Excellent. So. Can we hear some stuff, some more acoustic stuff here
sure.
in the studio? Can we make that happen?
Yeah,
excellent. Tom Kiefer, live in the studios. We'll see if we can get this thing to work out and mix it as well as we could.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Can't make you feel what you felt so long ago.
I wanted it to be all, you know, sensitive and stuff.
That was perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just wanted to make sure.
Ring. We wanted it to ring, too.
Oh, did you?
Right there with us.
Good. Excellent. Yeah. There's nothing worse than the radio douche coming in and going, oh, that was a radio.
Kick into a commercial.
Yeah. Well, should we go to a commercial? We can go to a commercial if you want.
Whatever you want to do. I'm following your lead.
No, it's all good. I know you guys, it's almost 4:30. You got a meet and greet and stuff to get to.
And a sound check.
And a sound check. Yeah. Do you really, you could use this as a sound check. No?
Well, can we bring the drums and the bass in?
If you want, I don't care. Well, doesn't bother me at all. Tom Kiefer, thank you so much for coming by.
My tour manager.
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. Well, no, I've got it.
No, he has.
Did he just say plug the show?
But one more.
I'm a professional.
Where have you been?
Get out.
One more shameless plug.
Son of a bitch.
I'll let you.
Hey, I don't tell you how to manage the tour. I don't come down to your place of employment and shake the Slurpee machine in the off season. Why don't you let me do what I got to do? Tonight at the Marquee Theater, Tom Kiefer brings his The Way Life Goes tour. Did I do it right? Did I get it okay? Excellent. 93.3 KDKB. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much.
All right, man. Later.
Schmonty in the morning.